Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
So this morning, the title of my sermon is Now is the Time. You know, oftentimes when we see God move powerfully, we have a tendency to kind of like just afterwards be like, wow, that was awesome. Thank you, God. And we kind of go into a slow slumber. Because we've achieved the next level or whatever you want to call it in your relationship with God. And that is great. And we're so thankful for everything that the Lord has done so far. But I want to challenge you this morning to not allow yourself to be satisfied with what we've already received. But be even more hungry to go deeper and further with the things of God. Always remembering that every encounter that you have with the Lord, every time He meets with you, it goes far beyond you only. In other words, when God encounters you, that encounter is for you and for whoever it is that you'll be ministering to. Because you can only take what you've been given to give to others. Amen? So when you have a powerful encounter with God and you speak or you sing, or you worship, or you talk to people, what has been placed in you, their encounter you've had with God will be released out of you when you speak out of a place of sincere genuineness with the Lord, if that makes sense. Amen. So, many times we'll talk about, you know, the days of old. Now, the days of old, for most of us, as we've been alive, we talk about revivals of the past. We talk about moves of God of the past. We talk about, you know, what God did 10 years ago, Brownsville, Lakeland, whatever, you know, experience. You've seen Catherine Kuhlman and all these powerful men and women of God that have done so much. And we're so grateful for what God has done through their ministries. And we hear about awakenings that have taken place before. And it's so awesome. Amen. To talk about them, to hear about them. It's a wonderful thing. So that's the one hand. The other hand is we're forever looking to the future, which is not bad because if you're prophetic, you will always live in the future or desire the future because you know that the plans that God has for us are good plans. Plans to prosper you, plans to bless you. Those are His thoughts, His plans. If you study it, that's really how He is. He wants to bring the best out of you. He wants to, you know, fulfill the plan and purpose He has for you. So He'll always be looking towards the future. But the problem with so many of us is we sometimes look so much into the future that we become totally irrelevant now. And I believe God is saying to us right now that He wants us to have a look at things now. Not yesterday, as wonderful as it was. We thank God for it because that impartation and what God has done is available to us now. The future is exciting because we know that God's going to move. He's going to come. We know that there's going to be incredible things happening. But what about right now? Right now. Matthew 6:31 to 34 says this. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Everybody say, let's not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. We need to get ourselves to a place where we don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, what might happen tomorrow, what might go wrong tomorrow. Many times, anxiety specifically, you'll find that people suffer from severe anxiety because they're worried about what hasn't happened yet. And while they're worrying about what doesn't happen yet, their body goes through all kinds of things, actually physically and chemically. Your body reacts to anxiety very negatively. It creates bad stuff. I'm not a doctor, but your body goes into a bad thing. You know, it becomes bad. It affects you. The Bible says anxiety in the heart causes depression. Many people want to know what the root to their depression is, Well, the Bible says anxiety in the heart causes depression. So oftentimes it spurs or roots from anxiety, depression. And the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. You don't have control over that right now. Worry about today. Focus on today. You can't do anything necessarily. You can plan, and that's good. We should all plan. We should all, you know, we should be good stewards of our finances. We should be good stewards of our time. We should plan. We should live like we're going to live 100 years. Amen. But our focus should not be only on that. Our focus must be on what's going on right now. Amen. Watch this now. Matthew 6, verses 9. Let's go there. Are you guys okay this morning? You guys are so quiet this morning. When Naomi came up, I felt like standing up and shouting and saying, hey, wake up. Amen. It's Super Sunday. Amen. Okay, amen. All right. Matthew 6, verse number 9. Now watch this. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. The focus is on right now. The focus is on today. What are you doing today with what God has called you to do? How is your worship to God today? Has God affected your family today? Or are you living on yesterday? Are you surviving your walk with Him on yesterday? Or constantly praying and focusing on tomorrow? Oh God, send revival. And yes, send revival. But how about we say, God, send revival now. Send revival now. One of the prophets that I love, it's gone on to be with the Lord, always used to say, I'm going to go in the future and I'm going to bring it back. Why? Because we need it now. You cannot sustain yourself on yesterday's revelation. You cannot sustain your walk with God on what happened before. You must have encounters, relationship, fellowship with Him now. Your prayer must be focused on today. Your worship must be focused on right now. Oftentimes, we'll get up in the morning, and you may oversleep. You didn't set your alarm. I set my alarm every day. Amen? So that doesn't happen to me. Praise God. It used to, but I'm delivered from that. So, you know, but for those of you that oversleep, okay, or turn the button off and sleep another half an hour, then another half an hour, what happens to you is you get up and you've got only 15 minutes to be with God. And you look at it and you go, oh, I've messed up. I've only got 15 minutes left. I'll pray tomorrow. But you have 15 minutes now. You don't have to worry about the fact that you overslept. Yes, you overslept. So what? Tomorrow, don't oversleep. But you have 15 minutes now. You can get into His presence right now. A little bit's a lot more than nothing. Amen. You can do it right now. You can encounter Him now. You can worship Him now. What if this is the last church service you'll ever have? You've got it now. When you come to church in the morning, get excited about God now. Don't do it tomorrow. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Tomorrow's problems are for tomorrow. Well, I'm going to get saved tomorrow. Well, I'm going to phone my daughter and tell her about Jesus tomorrow. No, do it now. Do it now. God is a God of the now. He's not a God of the future, the past. You must understand. I mean, Pastor Alex is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so glad. Let me show you something. Watch this. Oh, I'm excited about God. But I'm excited about Him now. Now I'm excited. Exodus 3, verse 13. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel, you must understand that Moses has left Egypt. He's been in the wilderness. And God's about to call him to go back to the children of Israel to deliver them out of Egypt. And he's having a burning bush experience with God. A powerful encounter at that moment. And he's struggling because he's a little bit afraid to go back about what they're going to say about him and who has given him authority. And he asks God a question. Watch. Then Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel that I am has sent me to you." Moreover, God said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever.'" Everybody say forever. "And this is my memorial to all generations." You must understand that yesterday he was I am. Now he's I am. And tomorrow he will still be I am. Why? Because he is the God of the now. He is with you now. He can deliver you now. He can save you now. He can touch you now. He can break poverty off you now. He can heal you now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who is he? He is I am. He's the God of now. You must understand, all false gods, if you study Old Testament, the gods that they served were all gods who did stuff before. So they spoke of their God as though he was the God of before. He wasn't alive. He wasn't living. He wasn't breathing. He wasn't having his being. He wasn't operating. He was before. Well, you know, the God of the Nile did this and this in the year 247 BC. But let's worship him. Before. But the thing about our God is he is I am. In other words, he is alive and operating right now. He is the God of the now. He can deliver now. He did it before. Why? Because before he was I am. You see, I am made the stars. I am made the earth. I am made you. I am is still living and breathing and doing the same things now. He did it in the beginning of the New Testament. He's still doing it now. The problem is not I am. The problem is you. The problem is I. And I always say to the guys, the problem is not inside, it's on top. Because we cannot comprehend it. That he's right here with us now in the building. His power is present now. Right now. Faith is now. Amen. Hebrews 11, verse number 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is." In other words, that's saying he who comes to God must believe that I am. He is the I am. In other words, you cannot, faith begins at that point. Who is God? God is the I am. Oh, it's powerful. Listen, Romans 1, verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." Now watch, Galatians 3, 11. "But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith." I'm so glad you enjoyed the scripture. Let's go to one more. Hebrews 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. You cannot live by what happened yesterday. It has to be now. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, the just shall live by their faith. The just doesn't live by their faith. The just lives by faith. We have to do it now. It has to be now. Faith comes by hearing, not faith comes by heard. Faith comes by hearing. When? Now. Right now, we have to hear it now. We have to hear Him now. We have to encounter Him now. We have to worship Him now. We have to believe now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Come on, let's get up and give Him a shout in this place, because you have faith now. You need to have faith now. If you need a miracle, reach out and take it now. If you need a healing, take it now. His presence is here. His power is here. Do it now. Do it now. Now, 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 now. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to know that our God is here with us now. Take your miracle now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Come on, let's wake up. Let's worship God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Right now, we praise you, Lord. Right now. You may take your seats. No, I'm not finished preaching. Amen. The just shall live by faith. When? Now. See, that's the problem. Well, maybe one day God will deliver. Maybe one day. Maybe one day. How about now? He didn't say I was. Yeah, I am. Well, he did, kind of. The fact is, he's the I am now. Well, this isn't normal, Pastor Alex. I know. It's not normal. I don't know what's going on. But what I do know is that the atmosphere has changed. And God is looking for those who will say, I'm going to take it now. Listen, it doesn't matter what you did or how bad you have been. You are here now. It can change now. It doesn't have to be the way it was before. Well, Pastor Alex, you don't know how many times I've fallen. I don't care. What about right now? What about right now? He's the God of now. Amen. Okay, let me give you a few more scriptures and we'll close. Psalm 118 verse 24 says this. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Watch. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Now watch this. The word now prosperity is a very interesting Hebrew word because it doesn't quite mean what we interpret it to be as prosperity. Now, there's a lot of teaching I could do just on that, but the truth is this. Number one, I don't know everything about it, so I'm not going to teach you what I haven't been given revelation of yet. Is that okay? Number two, there's a lot, so it would be a long time, but what God did show me, if you look in the Hebrew, it's the Hebrew word selocha. Salocha, and it's actually spelled S-L-H in English. And it means this, it means to force entry or to cut through. So this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, save now. I pray, oh Lord, I pray, send a forced entry, a cut through, a breakthrough now. Do it now, not tomorrow. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the day of your encounter. This is the day of your breakthrough. This is the day of your healing. Yeah, but you know, we had to fast and pray and we had a breakthrough last week. That was yesterday. I want to talk about today. What's happening right now? What's happening today in this place? Amen. I have so much. I'm going to skip through half of it. Okay. Matthew 11, 7 says this. As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind. But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments. Indeed, those who wear soft garments are in king's houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, for this is he who it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare the way before you. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of woman, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, everybody say now. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violence takes it by force. Listen, you are more blessed than every prophet of old. You are more blessed than anyone that could read stories and hear about stories. What did you go to see? He says. What did you go to see? But I tell you the truth, that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is within you, and it's happened now. And those who are violent, they take it by force. You have to have faith now. You have to believe now that God is doing something now, because you have to have faith now. Now, the kingdom of God suffers violence. Who is it that will take the kingdom? Those who take it by force. When? Tomorrow? Or on yesterday's revelation? No, we need to do it now. We need to take it now. Luke 9:57 says this. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And then Jesus said to another, follow me. Follow me. But he said, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. In other words, church, don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now. Take it now. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Lord, I'll follow you, but let me first do this. Let me first get this right. You know, let me get this sin out of my life. Then I'll follow you completely. Then I'll go and do what you've called me to do. Lord, let me wait first. Let me first do this. No, Jesus is saying, no, leave it all. Leave the past behind you. Leave the sin behind you. Leave the weakness behind you. But yes, Pastor Alex, you don't know. I don't care. He doesn't care. You got to do it now. You got to do it now. You got to follow him now. Amen. Second Corinthians 6:2, this will be my last scripture this morning. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Everybody say now. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When? When is the right time? When is the right time for deliverance? When is the right time for breakthrough? When is the right time for your family? When is the right time? When is the right time for salvation? Don't look at yesterday. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is revival. Not tomorrow. Now. Right now. We have to believe for it now. We have to stand in faith now. We have to do it now. Can you say amen? If I could jump out of my skin, I would. That's how excited I am. That's how I know that God is busy doing something, because the atmosphere is busy changing. But it's looking, God is looking for people who will take it by force. Not tomorrow, but right now. Right now in this place. Right now. Right now. Right now. Let's just bow our heads for just a moment. Father, we come to you this morning. We come with weaknesses. We come with flaws. But you are holy and you are perfect and your word never changes. You are still I am. You were I am at the beginning of creation. You were I am on the day of Pentecost. You were I am when Jesus walked on this earth. You still are I am. You are still the miracle maker. You are still the healer. You are still the deliverer, and you're still pouring out your love when we don't deserve it. How great a sacrifice it was when you sent your son to die on that cross for our sins. The day of salvation is now. This morning in this place, not yesterday and not tomorrow. There's nothing to wait for. This morning, if you've come into this place and you say, Pastor Alex, my life is not right with God. I need to make right with Him now. I need to make right with Him now. No hope, no long altar call. If that's you, lift your hand real quick so I can see where you are and pray for you. God bless you. I see that hand. Anybody else? God bless you in the back there. Anybody else? Say, Pastor, include me in this prayer. God bless you. God bless you guys. Thank you. Anybody else? Say, Pastor, include me in this prayer. I need to make right now. The day of salvation is now. God bless you, sir. Anybody else? Say, Pastor, include me. One more call and I'm going to stop. God bless you, young man. God bless you. It changes for you now. Right now. Can we all stand for just a moment? I'm not going to call you to the front this morning, but my desire for you that lifted your hands is that things change for you right now. Don't leave here the same. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow will take care of itself. This change, your heart, if you give it to Him now, everything will change for you. His goodness and His mercy and His love will follow you all the days of your life from this very moment. From this very moment. Can we lift our hands, every one of you, can we all pray this prayer, especially those of you that lifted your hands. Let's pray this morning. Say, Father, I come to you this morning. I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. Forgive me for my sins. Wash me in your blood. Make me whole. Make me new. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. I believe that Jesus died and rose again and is the Son of God. Thank you, Father, that this is the day of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Just sit down for 1 minute, please. Hi. Your lives are going to change. Your lives will not be the same again. Yes, you've experienced things with God, but there's been so many disappointments and so many hurts. This is the day that the Lord has made. You will rejoice and be glad in it. There will be healing. There will be restoration. There was brokenness. I don't know if it's family, but there was brokenness. And the Lord is going to restore all things. For faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And this word today will be like a axe, like a sword that will break the power of the enemy in your household. And ma'am, your faith, because everything I'm saying to you, you are receiving right now. You too, sir. But you are taking this word for your household, for your family. And the power of the enemy that has hounded your household, that has brought depression, that has brought all kinds of division, the Lord says, I will break this morning in the name of Jesus. I make all things new. This is a new day, says the Lord. Now receive this word and know this, that the joy of the Lord will be your strength in Jesus' name. Shout. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap in this place. Let's not wait for tomorrow. Let's do it now. Let's do it now. Let's do it now. And so, Father, we love you so much. We love you now. You are so good to us. You are so good. And Father, these are your people that you love so much. Bless them. Protect them. Be with them. Lead them and guide them. Let them fall hopelessly in love with you, Lord. Let us all fall hopelessly in love with you, because you are so good and your mercy endures forever. Now I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father, and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit be with you all as you leave this morning. Go in the peace of God, and may the joy of the Lord be your strength in this day and the days to come, in Jesus' name.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.